Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past four episodes, we've talked about managing market risk, understanding leverage and debt risk, building cash reserves, and portfolio diversification. Today, we're wrapping up this series with building recession resilience for your rental properties, specific strategies to prepare your properties for economic downturns. Economic downturns and periods of slower growth are recurring features of the economy, although their timing, severity, and duration are difficult to predict. While you can't prevent recessions, you can prepare for them. Properties that are well-positioned before a recession may be better equipped to manage changes in occupancy, cash flow, financing conditions, and property values. Properties that are poorly positioned may experience extended vacancy, declining rents, financial distress, or foreclosure. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how to position your properties before a recession, how to manage properties during a recession, how to work with tenants during difficult times, and how to identify opportunities that arise during downturns. Let's start with understanding how recessions affect rental properties. How recessions affect rental properties. Recessions don't affect all rental properties equally. The impact depends on property type, location, rental segment, tenant profile, property condition, and how the property is financed and managed. Here are common ways recessions can affect rental properties. Effect 1. Employment and income changes. Unemployment often rises during recessions, and household incomes may decline. Tenants may lose jobs, experience reduced hours, or face pay cuts. This can affect tenants' ability to pay rent on time or in full. Some tenants may need to move to less expensive housing or double up with family or roommates. Effect 2. Rental demand shifts. During recessions, some households may delay home ownership and continue renting, which can support rental demand. However, household formation may slow as people delay moving out on their own, live with family longer, or combine households. The net effect on rental demand varies by market and rental segment. Effect 3. Rent growth and pricing pressure. During recessions, rent growth typically slows or turns negative in some markets and segments. Landlords may face pressure to reduce rents, offer concessions, or adjust leasing strategies to maintain occupancy. Properties in higher price segments may experience more pricing pressure than moderately priced properties. Effect 4. Vacancy and turnover. Recessions can change vacancy and turnover patterns. Some households may move to less expensive housing or combine households, while others may stay in place longer because of economic uncertainty. The effect varies by property and market. Effect 5. Operating expenses. Some operating expenses may increase during recessions. Insurance costs may continue rising regardless of economic conditions. Maintenance and repair costs may increase if you defer maintenance or if properties age. Utility costs may fluctuate based on commodity prices rather than economic conditions. Effect 6. Property values. Property values can decline during recessions or periods of financial stress, although real estate performance varies significantly by market and property type. Declining values can make refinancing difficult or impossible and can create challenges if you need to sell. Effect 7. financing, and credit availability. During periods of financial stress, some lenders may tighten underwriting standards, reduce leverage, or become more selective. Refinancing becomes more difficult, which can be problematic if you have loans maturing during the recession. Not all properties experience all these effects, and the severity varies widely. Properties that are well-positioned can weather recessions with less impact. Positioning your properties before a recession. The best time to prepare for a recession is before it happens. Here are strategies to position your properties for resilience. Strategy 1. Maintain low to moderate leverage. Properties with lower leverage have more equity cushion and are less vulnerable to declining values. Lower leverage also means lower debt service, which improves cash flow and reduces the risk of negative cash flow during a downturn. Target loan-to-value ratios and debt service coverage ratios that provide a cushion for declining income or increasing expenses. Avoid over-leveraging your portfolio, even when credit is readily available. Strategy 2. Understand your financing structure. Understand when adjustable rates reset and stress test the property for potential payment increases. Short-term or floating-rate debt can create additional risk when refinancing or credit conditions are uncertain. Loans with balloon payments create refinancing risk that investors need to understand and plan for. Review upcoming loan maturities well in advance and evaluate refinancing, extension, or repayment options based on available terms and your investment plan. Long-term fixed-rate financing can reduce interest rate risk and eliminate near-term refinancing risk, although it may carry higher rates or different terms. Strategy 3. Build adequate cash reserves. As we discussed in episode 138, cash reserves are your financial safety net. Reserve targets should reflect debt service, operating expenses, vacancy exposure, capital expenditures, insurance deductibles, upcoming loan maturities, and property-specific risks. Reserves allow you to weather temporary income declines, cover unexpected expenses, and avoid forced sales during unfavorable market conditions. The time to build reserves is before the recession, not during it. Strategy 4. Maintain properties in good condition. Well-maintained properties may be more competitive with tenants and can help reduce maintenance-related disruptions. Address deferred maintenance before a recession. Identify major systems approaching repair or replacement and plan for those costs before cash flow becomes constrained. Well-maintained properties are easier to lease during downturns and require fewer emergency repairs when cash flow is tight. Strategy 5. Maintain consistent screening standards. Consistent, legally compliant tenant screening and strong lease administration can help reduce avoidable tenant-related risk. Screening criteria should be applied consistently and in accordance with fair housing and applicable consumer protection laws. Don't abandon your established, legally compliant screening standards simply to fill a vacancy quickly during good times. Strong screening and lease administration are your best protection during bad times. Strategy 6. Review rents regularly. Review rents regularly against current market conditions and consider both potential rental income and the cost of tenant turnover. The goal is sustainable property-level economics rather than automatically maximizing rent. Keeping rents at or near market rates during good times provides flexibility to offer concessions or hold rents flat during recessions while still covering expenses. Strategy 7. Diversify your portfolio. As we discussed in episode 139, diversification can reduce concentration risk, but it cannot eliminate systemic recession risk. Properties spread across different markets, property types, and rental segments may reduce exposure to problems affecting one area or segment. However, don't sacrifice quality for diversification. Strategy 8. Understand your markets and tenants. Know the economic drivers of your markets. What industries employ your tenants? How vulnerable are those industries to recession? A diversified employment base may reduce dependence on a single industry, although it does not guarantee resilience during a downturn. Markets dependent on industries that can be particularly sensitive to certain economic cycles, such as oil and gas, construction, or tourism, may experience different performance patterns during downturns. Understanding your markets helps you anticipate problems and adjust strategies. Strategy 9. Stress test higher risk investments. During economic expansions, it's tempting to chase appreciation, buy properties with negative cash flow, or take on risky value-add projects. Don't rely solely on future appreciation, aggressive rent growth, or optimistic refinancing assumptions for an investment to work. Focus on properties with positive cash flow, stable fundamentals, and conservative underwriting. Managing properties during a recession. Once a recession begins, your focus shifts to preserving occupancy, cash flow, and tenant relationships. Here are strategies for managing properties during a recession. Strategy 1. Prioritize tenant retention. Tenant turnover can create costs such as vacancy, marketing, repairs, cleaning, and leasing expenses. During a recession, turnover becomes even more expensive because re-leasing may take longer and require rent concessions. Focus on retaining good tenants. Respond quickly to maintenance requests. Maintain good communication. Consider offering lease renewal incentives based on local market conditions and turnover costs. Small rent discounts, property improvements, or other incentives, if it's more cost-effective than turnover. Strategy 2. Be flexible on rent and lease terms. If a tenant experiences temporary financial difficulty, consider working with them. If you offer payment plans, temporary modifications, or other accommodations, establish clear criteria, document the agreement, and apply your policies consistently and in accordance with applicable law. Evaluate requests using documented policies, the lease, payment history, current circumstances, and applicable landlord-tenant requirements. Strategy 3. Maintain property condition. It's tempting to defer maintenance during a recession to preserve cash. However, deferred maintenance makes properties less attractive to tenants, harder to lease, and more expensive to repair later. Continue necessary maintenance and repairs. Prioritize safety, habitability, and tenant satisfaction. Defer only discretionary improvements that don't affect occupancy or tenant retention. Strategy 4. Adjust marketing and leasing strategies. During recessions, leasing may take longer and require more effort. Increase marketing efforts, better photos, more advertising channels, virtual tours, flexible showing schedules. Consider offering move-in incentives based on local market conditions, property improvements, flexible lease terms, or other incentives permitted under local law to attract tenants. Be prepared to negotiate on rent or lease terms if market conditions require it. However, avoid weakening established screening standards solely to reduce short-term vacancy. Strategy 5. Monitor cash flow closely. During recessions, increase the frequency of financial monitoring when conditions warrant. Identify problems early so you can address them before they become crises. Track rent collection rates, vacancy rates, operating expenses, and reserve levels. Adjust your budget and spending as needed to maintain positive cash flow. Strategy 6. Communicate with lenders. If you anticipate difficulty making loan payments, communicate with your lenders early. Lenders may be willing to work with borrowers who communicate proactively and demonstrate good faith. Options might include temporary payment modifications, forbearance, or loan extensions, although these are lender-dependent and are not guaranteed. Don't wait until you've missed payments to contact lenders. Strategy 7. Avoid panic decisions. Recessions create stress and uncertainty. Don't sell solely because of fear. Evaluate each property's cash flow, financing, condition, market outlook, and role in your portfolio before deciding whether to hold or sell. Stick to your long-term plan. Make adjustments based on data and analysis, not fear. Maintaining financial flexibility during a downturn can help preserve your options when economic conditions improve. Working with tenants during difficult times. Your tenants are facing the same economic challenges you are. How you work with tenants during difficult times affects your occupancy, cash flow, and reputation. Approach 1. Communicate openly. Encourage tenants to communicate if they're experiencing financial difficulty. Early communication allows you to explore options before rent is late or unpaid. Make it clear that you're willing to work with tenants who communicate and make good faith efforts. Approach 2. Evaluate each situation individually. Consider relevant documented factors consistently, including payment history, the nature of the hardship, proposed repayment terms, and applicable legal requirements. Apply lease terms and hardship policies consistently while complying with applicable law. Approach 3. Document everything. Any rent modifications, payment plans, or agreements should be documented in writing. Clear documentation protects both you and the tenant and prevents misunderstandings. Approach 4. Know your legal obligations. During recessions, federal, state, and local governments may implement eviction moratoriums, rent control measures, or tenant protection laws. And these rules may change rapidly during emergencies. Stay informed about legal requirements in your markets. Comply with all laws while protecting your financial interests to the extent legally possible. Approach 5. Balance compassion and business. Real estate investing is a business, but it involves people. Balance compassion for tenants facing genuine hardship with the need to maintain your financial stability. Any accommodation should also account for the property's ongoing operating expenses and debt obligations. Make decisions that are fair to both you and your tenants. Identifying opportunities during recessions. While recessions create challenges, they can also create opportunities for some prepared investors. But those opportunities may come with greater financing, operating, and market risk. Opportunity 1. Motivated sellers. Financial stress can create motivated sellers or distressed sale situations. But a distressed property is not necessarily priced below its underlying value. Prepared investors may encounter acquisition opportunities, but those opportunities still require full underwriting and due diligence. Opportunity 2. Reduced competition. Competition may decrease in some markets or asset classes during periods of uncertainty, although attractive properties can still receive significant buyer interest. This may give prepared investors more negotiating power in some situations. Opportunity 3. Interest rate environment. Policy rates or benchmark yields may decline during some recessions, but investor borrowing costs depend on credit spreads, lender appetite, property performance, leverage, and borrower qualifications. Lower benchmark rates do not guarantee cheaper or more available investment property financing. Strong liquidity, creditworthiness, and property performance may improve financing options, but loan availability and pricing remain lender and market dependent. Opportunity 4. Value-add properties. Some motivated sale opportunities may emerge during recessions, but renovation, leasing, financing, and exit risk may also increase during a downturn. If you have the expertise and capital, evaluate value-add opportunities carefully based on current market conditions and realistic projections. Opportunity 5. Building relationships. Recessions test relationships with lenders, property managers, contractors, and other partners. Investors who perform well during recessions, paying bills on time, communicating clearly, treating people fairly, build strong relationships that benefit them long-term. What not to do during a recession? Finally, let's talk about what not to do during a recession. Don't sell solely because of fear. Evaluate each property's cash flow, financing, condition, market outlook, and role in your portfolio before deciding whether to hold or sell. Don't stop maintaining properties. Deferred maintenance creates bigger problems and expenses later. Don't weaken established screening standards solely to avoid vacancy. Maintain consistent, legally compliant screening standards. Be deliberate about taking additional leverage or investment risk when economic and financing conditions are uncertain. Recessions are not the time to increase risk without careful analysis. Don't ignore problems. Address issues early before they become crises. Stress test your portfolio for a range of downturn durations rather than relying on a quick recovery. Plan for extended downturns and maintain adequate reserves. Economic conditions eventually change, but the timing and strength of a recovery are uncertain. Maintaining liquidity and flexibility can help preserve your options. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 5 things. First, evaluate your portfolio's recession readiness. Review your leverage, financing terms, cash reserves, property condition, tenant and lease performance, and market exposure. Second, identify any vulnerabilities. Do you have loans maturing soon? Loan maturity concentration, inadequate reserves, deferred maintenance, high leverage, properties in vulnerable markets, high insurance deductibles, major upcoming capital expenditures, dependence on a single employer or industry? Third, develop a plan to address vulnerabilities before the next recession. Build reserves, review financing risks, and evaluate available refinancing, extension, or repayment options. Complete deferred maintenance or reduce leverage. Fourth, create a recession management plan. How will you handle tenant financial difficulties? What expenses can you reduce if needed? How will you adjust marketing and leasing strategies? What's your communication plan with lenders? Fifth, stress test your portfolio. Model what happens if vacancy increases, rents remain flat or decline, expenses rise, a major repair occurs, or refinancing terms become less favorable. The goal is to identify where the portfolio becomes financially strained before those conditions occur. The best time to prepare for a recession is before it happens. Final thoughts. Economic downturns and periods of slower growth are recurring features of the economy, although their timing, severity, and duration are difficult to predict. Properties that are well positioned before a recession, with low to moderate leverage, appropriate financing structure, adequate cash reserves, good condition, consistent tenant screening, and strong lease administration, and strong fundamentals, may be better positioned to absorb financial stress during a downturn. During recessions, focus on tenant retention, flexibility, property maintenance, adjusted marketing strategies, close cash flow monitoring, lender communication, and avoiding panic decisions. Work with tenants facing genuine hardship while protecting your financial stability. Balance compassion with business necessity. Recessions can create opportunities for some prepared investors, but those opportunities may come with greater financing, operating, and market risk. Don't sell solely because of fear. Evaluate each property carefully. Don't stop maintaining properties. Don't weaken established screening standards solely to avoid vacancy. Be deliberate about taking additional leverage or investment risk when economic and financing conditions are uncertain. Don't ignore problems. Stress test your portfolio for a range of downturn durations rather than relying on a quick recovery. The objective isn't to predict the next recession or assume you can make a property recession-proof. It's to build enough financial and operational resilience that you have options when conditions become difficult. This podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial, legal, tax, or investment advice. Recession preparation and management strategies should be evaluated based on individual circumstances, property characteristics, market conditions, and risk tolerance. Investors should conduct their own due diligence and consult qualified professionals before making investment decisions. That wraps up our 5-episode series on risk management in real estate investing. We've covered market risk, leverage and debt risk, cash reserves, portfolio diversification, and building recession resilience. These strategies work together to build a resilient portfolio that can withstand challenges and thrive over the long term. Tomorrow, we're starting a new topic: property management systems and processes that save time and increase profitability. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.